Yeah. Go Japan. Boo. They got us, Lee. They got us. I thought we were going to get we did get the ultimate ending. Well, I can't wait to talk about the World Baseball Classic.
Am I a bad guy if I was okay that Japan won?
You know what's so weird? Yeah, I wasn't.
Yeah, you are a bad guy.
I wasn't torn up by the ending because it was so awesome. Right?
Listen, I get it. I understand it. I know I was born in this country. Yeah. I was so caught up in the whole thing. Shohei himself is enough to get caught up in.
Yeah.
I wasn't losing sleep last night that Trout got caught on that slider.
No, I mean it was an unbelievable ending to an unbelievable tournament. The only thing that, as a baseball fan, I'm like, really, Merrill Kelly? Like that was the one part that Rob Manfred agrees with me. We'll talk about that. How are you feeling this morning? I'm not feeling so good.
And no?
I was telling you a minute ago.
Yeah.
I was pretty sure the world was ending in my neighborhood at around 1:30, 2 o'clock, when I thought that the local Orange County Fire Department had showed up and decided to power wash my windows with a fire hose. It was raining so hard. I'm like, there's no way this amount of water is falling from the sky this violently.
Does your HOA come down when we have rain? Because you say you didn't sign up for it.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's been coming down, my brother.
It was raining so hard. Like, I'm obviously asleep at 1:30 in the morning most mornings, and I hear Susan kind of tossing and turning in bed. I'm like, are you awake too? She's like, yeah. It's like, it sounded like somebody was standing in the bedroom the entire time. It was so noisy last night.
Let's take this opportunity. If you want to complain, let me complain a little bit too. Yesterday, get home from work, and I'm taking Rookie out for a quick little walk. And long story short, Rookie took his ball with him, so he's focused on the ball. I'm like, bro, use the restroom. We got to get back inside.
Was it raining?
It was raining.
Okay.
It was like, it's sprinkling, nothing crazy. So I throw the ball to the side. He goes, use the restroom. And then coming back, he's like, he's basically a genius. He's like, I know where the ball is. I know where you threw it. I knew when you threw it. So he kind of starts running. So I'm running with him. Guy's going to use some energy. Phone falls. I got a case. I got a cover on my phone.
Are you on the concrete?
I'm on the concrete. Okay. I got a cover on my phone. It could fall one of two ways. On its back, no problem. On its front, probably no problem. Unless there's like a little piece of rock or something that it falls on. Hits it, shatters right in the center.
Oh, man.
Yesterday when it was pouring rain like you, I was going to Glendale to go to some phone place to try to go get the phone. Got me for a quick 300. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
300 to replace the screen?
Replace the screen.
Oh, man.
Replace the screen.
I'm sorry, Slee.
Yeah.
That sucks. You should go back to the iPhone.
Phone's working now.
Now that you have an opening, you can go back in.
Have a screen protector? Did you have a case?
I have a case on it.
Do you have the little piece of glass on top of the piece of glass?
No.
Yeah.
I got basically the case.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
No protector on the protector.
This way I could put you back in my phone. I could get that. I like the contact picture I had for you. You could re-enter my life as an Apple user.
That could have happened that if it was, because I did play that for a quick second. I'm like, is this a sign from the man above? Like, right. Just go back to an iPhone. But I didn't do it. Did not do it.
Yeah, I respect the fact that you are not in the mainstream.
It might be because I'm in a 2-year contract. Maybe that has something to do with it.
300 for a screen?
Yeah, just hit me with a
Not to get too
screen.
Far into your wallet. What's a new phone cost? Like, I know you just got that thing, but at that point, that's got to be at least most of the way to the price of a new phone. I honestly don't know what I'm talking about.
So the only way I got this was, I think it was $700, but it came with a contract, right? So it's like you're paying less for the phone because you're...
I'll chip in $19.95 to get you back on Apple. If that'll get you back in the right direction.
So I blamed it on Rookie. Look, it's your fault, bro.
The
rain. This goes back to the rain.
It. We're done, I think. I think maybe a little bit later this afternoon, but I think we're done, and then we can go back to living in California and just have the world
life.
Be the way that it's supposed to be, where it'll rain again in 2028, and it'll rain for 4 days, and then we'll complain about that, and we'll get right back to our normal lives.
You know what's weird?
Really needed that rain.
My
soaking up everything.
Not anymore, we don't.
Soaking up everything.
My area had one singular lightning strike. It was not like it was like lightning all night. It was one big bang. We saw light, big thunder, like 7 seconds later.
Really close to your house?
It seemed like it was pretty close to our house, but we didn't hear any fire trucks going. So thankfully, I mean, I hope that whomever that struck was okay. But it was just like, it was really weird because my roommate still texted me. It was like, was that thunder? And I was like, I don't know. What else would it be? Like, I don't think. Like, My roommates are from California, so they never really experienced lightning and thunder. But
you don't
like,
get it very often.
Yeah,
no.
It's pretty rare. When I was living in Houston, you get thunderstorms all the time. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I was an adult when I was living there, so I kind of understood, like, okay, this is, it's weather, it's loud, and it's kind of intimidating. But
a real deal?
You're not, but as a kid, I can see where people would get terrified of thunderstorms when you're 6 years old because you think the house is going to fall down on top of you. It's pretty darn loud. The rain last night felt like it was going to tear the roof off the top of the house. But we're in one piece.
We're alive. We made it. And by the way, this is exactly what anytime it rains, something happens. Every news network has gone, hey, here's an update. It's sprinkling. It's like,
but it's also been 3 months of rain. There's been very few days where it hasn't rained. And luckily, pickleball was beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah,
but it's like
that?
Almost 3 months straight.
This how that happened.
I'm just going by memory here. But I really don't think it's rained like this since I was a senior in college, which was in 1993.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's been 30 years since we've had rain like
and
this.
And it's coming down. Like yesterday was not just, oh, well, it was just raining a little bit. No, it's coming down.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I don't know. Emily, I might put you in a little bit of an uncomfortable spot here because maybe you didn't share with the rest of the class, but I want to say something nice.
Okay, sure.
She brought me one of her homemade bagels.
Okay.
Money.
Mmm.
Money.
So
good for you.
Yeah.
I'm trying this out on Travis. So yes, I'm sorry. I did not have any for the rest of the class. Because
sorry, that's what I was worried about.
I know that you're a harsh critic, so I wanted to know like what I could
very
improve
good.
On.
Man, bagel
think,
sounds good, Taylor. I'll be honest with you,
I could eat it.
Bagel
right
sounds
now.
Good.
I'm
going to
make a
starving.
Double. I'm going to make a double batch on Sunday so I can have enough to share with everybody on Monday because this is the first time that I nailed it. So like I think every time I've kind of forgotten like one major step and I'm like, oh man, these are really bad. But then this
kind
one has
impressive.
Been actually pretty good.
It
man,
was very good. And I don't look. You gave it to me. It's very nicely wrapped in aluminum foil.
Yeah.
And there was the perfect amount of cream cheese in there. Did you toast that or was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I toasted it just for you.
It was still warm when you gave it to me. It was.
Yeah, I would love a toasted bagel.
It was quite nice.
I don't know about you, Taylor.
I don't know what you guys
toasted
are doing wrong,
bagel
but she really
good.
Delivered a wonderful breakfast this morning.
And you're having a
good
bad
job.
Day, Trav? Wow.
No, I didn't say I'm having a bad day. I'm just having a day where I'm kind of a little trouble getting out of first gear.
Taylor, but, we should do breakfast tomorrow help. Morning, you and I, before the show.
I will
bagel
take
some breakfast.
I will take short order cook. I'll be a short order cook. So what kind of bagel do you want, Alan, on Monday? What can I make for you?
Give me... Say exactly what you had.
It was just a plain bagel with cream cheese.
I'm okay with that.
It was
I'm okay.
It was
a plain
really
bagel.
Okay.
No capers. No locks.
No, just
no,
simple.
Yeah, okay.
Simple like that.
Do you want that? Okay, Taylor, what do you want?
Yeah, straightforward. I like that.
Okay.
Cream
look,
cheese.
If we're putting in orders, I mean, I would love a
trying to make it simple. As somebody who didn't get a bagel, I don't want to ask for too much. I just I don't want any extra
a great
work.
Choice. The bagel itself, if you want to put a little poppy and salt and that kind of stuff on it, great. But if you're like a nice thick slice of tomato, cream cheese. Like these are things that I always like. Capers are right. Wonderful. Maybe some very
salmon laying around the house.
Thinly shaved red onion, some lox. Yeah, I mean, why not?
I'll take this into consideration. So I've been trying it a bunch of different ones. So the one that I had this morning was a garlic bagel. So I put a little bit of garlic powder on it when I did the egg wash on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've tried a couple different, I've tried it with onion powder instead of
whatever you did.
Well, Taylor and I have to split one and he'll get a full one or...
No. I
just want to be prepared if I got to bring in some extra food.
Because I have made it very clear to not just the three of you, but to our audience at large that I care about details in food a great deal, right? Like I really kind of get into all the minutiae that goes into these things and then I am happy to be your lab, Emily. I'm happy to be the guinea pig. So
because I need
keep
to...
them coming.
Because I have only done everything bagel, garlic bagel, onion bagel. So I would need to experiment with a jalapeno cheddar bagel. I think that I could do it. I just haven't done it yet.
Bring these guys what you brought me because it was spot on.
Okay, I'll try.
Spot on. Good job.
I want to also give it to Cappy. I know Cappy cares a lot about bagels. He's talked about it on a show before. So I want to see. He is maybe a bagel connoisseur and see if he likes it or not. But we'll see.
You mean.
He's like, what the hell is this?
You mean this, Cappy?
We got our asses handed to us.
We did.
By Travis and Sliwa.
We did. I love that. That's one of my favorite drops that we've had on this show in a very long time. All right, let's talk a little bit about the baseball from last night because it was, it's funny. So we were talking about it this morning.
Yeah.
It wasn't a great game in the sense where you're like, I can't believe this happened. Oh my gosh, there's another home run. Like, it was just, there were 5 runs in the whole game. 4 of them came on just kind of lightning strike solo home runs. Trey Turner hit another one. Schorber hit one. A couple of Japanese players hit home runs as well. And it was tense and it was tight and it was close the whole night, but it wasn't terribly dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Until we got to the very, very end, which was the most dramatic thing that you could possibly have, where you have two teammates who are the two best players in the world, You have one of those guys is, I hate the word unicorn, but there really is no explanation for what Ohtani is other than singular,
yep.
right? He's the best pitcher in baseball and the best hitter facing one of the guys that's on the short list of greatest players of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes down to the tying run is at the plate. He's coming out of the bullpen for just the second time in his life, facing his teammate, and he strikes him out to win the championship in the biggest international baseball tournament that we have. It was the perfect ending to an unbelievable tournament.
Hypothetically, if you walked into yesterday's game and last night's game was a 6-1 game, baseball already won.
Yep.
Right?
That, no question.
The storylines just leading up to the final game, you're like, damn, this is amazing. Who the hell thought we were going to get this exciting baseball in March? This is before the regular season starts. You got all the big names that are there.
It's electricity.
You had a great Mexico-Japan game to get to the finals. There have been some great games. And the best part about it is we recognize a lot of these players. And even the players we don't know, we're starting to get
those
familiar
Japanese
with.
Dudes are legit.
Hitting bombs, too,
they
okay?
Are so good.
Okay, so with all that being said, and then if I said, all right, take a script here, right? I agree with you that the actual game, it wasn't one of those games you're going to look back and say, okay, I got to see all
it
nine
innings.
It wasn't
Mexico-Japan where you're like, I can't believe what's happening here. It wasn't that.
Right, they didn't score. I think Japan scored 6 runs in the final 3 innings,
yeah.
Had to come back 2 different times.
It wasn't even the U.S. against Venezuela where
mm-hmm.
you have a grand slam in the 8th inning.
Yes.
There wasn't that.
Wasn't that. But then
it was pretty awesome.
You just kind of fast forward and you're like, what are you talking about in the 9th inning? First off, Mookie at the plate with Ohtani. Mookie at the plate. Nobody out, man on first, grounds into a double play. And it was just, I mean, just even that play alone, it's like, all right, that might be the most clutch double play that Ohtani will ever have in his career in that situation. And then it's mano a mano. It's Mike Trout versus Shohei Ohtani. They've never faced each other. They've been teammates for X amount of years. The captain for USA, the captain for Japan. I'm like, you can't put the script together. You
no.
can't do it.
I love
that he gave me like a little nod too after the first
strike. Oh yeah,
like, oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
I see you.
There's this thing. You know, come back. We'll continue this conversation because there's a lot to get into. But there's this competition between the two of them that even though they're teammates, they're fighting for the title of captain of the universe as far as the best baseball player on the planet goes. And I think we got our answer yesterday. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. All right.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Crazy.
It really is.
Crazy.
Well, we'll give you a stat that is just going to make
incredible.
You deny that can't be right. We like to mix it up on Wednesdays instead of Ask Slee. We bring somebody else from the building. Typically,
yeah.
Sometimes we'll go outside the building and find somebody else. But
little Ask T. Raj
today.
Yeah, so right. Listen, you have driven this thing for a long time now. And a lot of those questions, I know sometimes we'll get your opinion on some of these, but this will be exclusive, Ask Travis. So if you want to be a part of it on the phone at 1045, 877-710-ESPN, or hit us up on Twitter. I put it up on Twitter, tag T. Raj, any question that you have.
You know what I don't like?
Yeah.
Not being in control of things. I like having my hands firmly on the wheel of things. I could see you in the passenger seat,
still holding like your left hand is still on the wheel.
Just very gently set it
on top. Like one of those trading cars where the passenger seat also has the brake.
I need my
brake.
I need a brake on my side.
I have an early Ask Slee from Emily in LA Live. So if someone was visiting, they have never been to Los Angeles before, where is the first place you take them to eat? All right, ask Trav.
Right now?
Right now. Right today, if they came today, where would you take them to eat?
I would take them to a place. I know a lot of people here in LA know it's been here literally, I think, 70 years. But I'd take them to the Apple Pan on the west side. It's an old burger place. It's been there literally since the late 1940s. The guys that are working there, like the guy, the new guy has been there like 30 years. Okay, and he's the new guy. They've been there forever and ever. It's just this little...
You still getting accustomed to the gig? Or
One of my great lifetime achievements, okay? One of the things that made me realize, okay, not that... I've been going to the Apple Pan since I can remember, right? Yeah. Like my grandfather used to take me and my brother and his kids there and all these things. And then my dad would take us. I've taken my kids. So I've been inside the Apple. It's on Pico on the west side. Most people know what it is. Mm-hmm. And I've been going in there forever and ever and ever. Usually, you know, maybe once a year, twice a year. Yeah. Sometimes I wouldn't go for a couple of years because I'd live somewhere else and whatnot. I finally went in. This was probably 4 or 5 years ago. And the guy that works there, who's been there literally 40 years, said, "Nice to see you again."
Wow.
I'm like, whoa! You got to be kidding me. Like, I'm at that point probably 49 or 50 years old. Like, I finally got a... I know you. I've seen you in here enough that I'm going to give you the courtesy of knowing that you're not a first-timer.
I'm still waiting for that restaurant in Pasadena I've gone to 38 times to acknowledge that I've been there.
It was a long time. But that's where I would take him at. Okay. I would go to the Apple Pan.
Send food questions to Trav because clearly he's really passionate about
He doesn't care about food. He doesn't want questions.
Hickory burger, cheese and onions, fries and a Coke at Apple Pan if you're interested. And then apple pie a la mode after if you still got a little room. And even if you don't, you probably should get it anyway.
You're still driving it in and out right after.
And bring your wallet. That's the other thing I'll say. Like you think, it's a little hole in the wall. Bring your wallet. Mm. Just telling
cash only?
They're paying.
No, but expensive. Yeah. Okay. It's for a burger and fries, you're like, wait, what? What the hell just happened? There's no way.
Take the plate home. Take the silverware.
Come on.
Hickory burger
with
onion, mm-hmm. cheese and onion, fries and a Coke. Yeah, that'll get 26. Like, wait, what? Like that
the
can't
beauty
be right.
is they don't care, and they're like, 26. I got to say it again.
Yeah, it's
I have one question too. It's from 805 Reader. So he has this thing it's the pitch clock up against Ohtani's last Mike Trout's at bat last night. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of related to World Baseball Classic and the pitch clock. Do we think that they will not do the pitch clock in postseason because there's so much drama? There's so much put into that it almost makes it better if you have to wait out these at-bats.
It's going to be one of the great challenges of Major League Baseball and how they administer that. Because I get it that there are spring training rules, there are regular season rules, and there are postseason rules in every sport. We're going to call it a little bit differently in the playoffs. We're going to give you a little bit more room, right? That's every sport. But when it comes to something like a clock, it was on time or it wasn't. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of subjectivity in those sorts of things. It either is or it isn't. I would like them to kind of relax that stuff little bit in the most important moments of the most important game. Tuesday night against the Pirates in June, that thing hits 20, ball. You know, mm-hmm. let's stick to it, the letter of the law. But as you get deeper into it, I'm more willing to fudge that.
I got a feeling in the beginning it will be the letter of the law, and I think it will be fudged a little bit. I do. I just think that's a natural thing where they want. The NBA has done this because they've done it more frequently, where they change a rule. And in the beginning of the season, they really hit on it. And then by the time you get towards the end of the season, they're like, all right, hopefully now you understand that's what we call. So just kind of keep it within the rule, keep it within the guidelines. And I have a feeling it's going to be it. Now, if you got the clock sitting there, the problem is if you got the clock 20, 19, if it hit zero, people are like, what the hell? It just hit zero.
Yes.
Or it hit 20 or whatever.
It's like the shot clock in basketball. There is no playoffs, we're going to give you an extra second. You didn't get the ball out of your hand in time.
Now, if it's if that's how serious it is, then you can't just all of a sudden fudge it in the playoffs. No. That's how it's got
to
be.
I also do think that by the time we get to the playoffs, these players are going to be trained to operate under the parameters of the clock.
They'll be accustomed to it too, which I don't know if you want to take that from the game as well.
So Mike Trout comes up to bat, one run down, Ohtani's on the mound, mm-hmm. the best two-way player that anybody has ever seen, facing one of the greatest players of all time. I don't even want to say one of the great players of his generation. Mike Trout, in this last 10 years, Mike Trout's been the best player. We're done. It's not even a conversation. Mike Trout is on the short list. He needs to play longer and continue to play really, really well. Mm-hmm. But he's on the list with guys like Willie Mays and things. He's an unbelievable talent. Mike Trout, in his 6,174 major league plate appearances. Okay, let me say the number again. 6,174 major league plate appearances has gone up to bat and swung and missed three times in that at bat, 24 times. 24 times out of 6,174. That is, and I did the math here, that is 0.003% of the time.
Inconceivable.
0.003% of the time, Mike Trout, not that he strikes out, but he strikes out with three swings and misses.
Yeah.
He had three swings and misses last night. Three swings and misses, and the pitch that struck him out is flat out unhittable. There's not a player alive that's putting their bat on that ball. Not a player alive is putting their bat on that ball. The strike two pitch was the one that made you go
challenge.
Ooh, 100 miles an hour.
Right down the center. Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani. You want to hit it? Hit it.
Right down the center, thigh high. Like if you said to Mike Trout, where do you want it? I'm going to throw it as hard as I can, but I'm going to put it right where do you want it? I think he would say, down the middle, thigh high, maybe slightly in from middle, threw it right past him. No, 100 miles an hour. I'm not saying it's easy.
Sure, and he had one that hit the ground. It was 102.
Yeah, that's what was so amazing about this at-bat. No one's saying, oh, Trout blew it. No, he got beat by a freak. Mookie Betts has had some reasonable success in limited at-bats against Shohei Ohtani. He made him look really bad. He got Mookie Betts, one of the best players in baseball, to give him a really bad swing when he needed to get a bad swing off a guy who'd been hot. Mookie's been hot in this tournament. And he got him to kind of roll over on a ground ball and get an easy double play. He dominated two of the best players that you're ever going to see. And he did it on the biggest stage with all of the pressure in the world in a role that he had never been in. One time he came out of the bullpen in the
Japan.
Japanese league.
Yeah.
One time. Hmm. He's going back and forth to the bullpen between innings. It was the perfect ending to an incredible tournament. And I hope everybody appreciates what we're seeing in this.
Yeah, dude. I was just going to say.
I hope that you take a time. Yeah. And look, I'm not an Angel fan. I'm a Dodger fan. Turn on the Angels. Watch the Angels. Watch him pitch. Watch him take at-bats. Because I don't care if you're 10 years old listening to us right now. I don't care if you're 65 years old listening to us right now. You're never going to see this again. Hmm. You might see a guy that does both things. You're not going to see a guy that's Aaron Judge and Justin Verlander. You're not going to see that. That's what this dude is. Enjoy him while you can.
Well, I'll go kind of a step further here, too. You don't have to be an Angel fan. That's the thing. And I think you and I, who both have our teams, are cheering for the Angels to win because we want to see the Angels in a position or in some type of postseason run because the player that is Shohei Ohtani, we deserve to see him in big-time games. And Major League Baseball deserves to see him in big-time games. You know, the pressure that we talk about for the Angels or we get upset at, what's that organization doing, everything that we're talking about, it's not because anybody specifically... Mike Trout's been there for a long time, and I'm not telling you that I don't want to see Mike Trout in postseason games. What I'm telling you, Shohei Ohtani took it to another level. Shohei Ohtani is the player that if you and I are watching an Angel game, it's because Shohei's pitching in this one?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? If I get four at-bats with Shohei, sounds good. I'm here for it. And I think that yesterday was just a prime time example that in any sport, when you have one of the best in the world doing it and the games don't matter, it's such a lost opportunity. Those games have mattered these last couple of weeks.
Gosh.
And to see Shohei in that situation, what was one of the quotes that he had? He had a quote talking specifically about the game. He said...
The one about admiration?
Actually, it wasn't even that. He's just basically saying... Something to the extent of it's the most excited he's ever been in baseball because he was in that situation. I'm gonna put the Angels to the side. I know for you and I, we're gonna remember this when they play again in 3 years. We're gonna remember the WBC in 2023. And who would have thought that was gonna be the case a month ago?
Here's what else happened last night. We kind of going together with what you and I have talked about with the Angels not being in the postseason in Ohtani's career and really, for all intents and purposes, not being in the postseason for Mike Trout's career. He had one series at the very beginning, three quick ones. They lost all of them, and he did not perform well. The very first time that Ohtani was put in the arena, right, the very first time he was center stage as far as high stakes, I'm not saying pitching against the A's and the Rangers doesn't matter, but it's not this. It's not you're playing for your country against an all-star team. It's not last night was probably, and we're still waiting for the numbers to come in, probably the most watched baseball game in the history of television, right? That's what last night was. He delivered twice. When they had to get a hit in the bottom of the ninth inning against Mexico, who got the hit? Otani did. And not a little dribble. He smoked a ball into the gap in right center field to lead off the inning and ultimately bring in the tying and then the go-ahead run right behind him. In the championship game against an all-star team of the best American players that we have, he did something that he's really never done before. He went to the bullpen, and he showed up, and he struck out the best player in the world in a way that happens 0.004% of the time. Three swinging strikes. The very first time he was given an opportunity to play for the very highest stakes, he delivered. That's not how this goes. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to, you know, okay, I'm going to learn my first time here. What's this feel like? Okay, this is how I manage my emotions. This is how I deal with my adrenaline.
No, he was ready.
This dude looked like Derek Jeter, that he'd been in it 10,000 times before. He looked like a guy that had been in every big game his entire life, and this is just what I do. I just show up and get hits here. I just show up and strike guys out here. He'd never done it before, Al. And he was so cool and so chill, and he delivered on not just on the mound, not just in the batter's box, but both. It was an extraordinary performance.
You know what else he delivered on before the game? I'm going to read you a quote. He said, this is him talking to all the players before the game. He says, let's stop admiring them. If you admire them, you can't surpass them. We came to surpass them, to reach the top. For one day, let's throw away our admiration for them and just think about winning. So this was not somebody that, hey, I know I'm the best. I know I'm this. I don't have to say anything, but you guys fall. There's also that moment where, get on my back, let's go. I know these players are great.
He's an amazing leader.
I'm not telling you that these players aren't great. What I'm telling you is, don't be impressed by them tonight. Be impressed with them tomorrow. Let's beat them tonight.
He was amazing, and I can't wait for him to be a Dodger, which is what we're going to talk about when we come back. What is the price? It's probably even higher than you think. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
These boxes are not easy to come by.
It's one of your great questions.
Yeah.
That bags are just not happening at Costco?
No, then they give you the look, and they got to go three registers down, and it's just a lot of
work. Empty box of cherries that has been empty for a while. It's like, why is this
the
such
frozen
a big
chicken,
deal?
Like to just get a box.
Susan went yesterday, and she comes back, and the back of the car is loaded up with all of the items that she got, and she didn't get any boxes. No. She has it all loose. I'm like, what are we doing here? Like now I got to make 30 trips back and forth from the car as opposed to four.
So you grab one yogurt and one thing of blueberries, exactly. And that's all your hands can hold. Got to go in and kind of come out.
So one, I've seen this on TikTok, people doing this, of you just get like a
laundry. If it's on TikTok, we've seen it.
Of course. So it's just like you get a big, like shallow laundry basket. So not like a, okay, not a hamper necessarily, but like one that you can carry and just put everything in there. That's one thing. Two, I just get big reusable bags and you just can put everything in there, but it is annoying.
I never bring them to Costco.
I don't bring them either.
I think I have roughly 48 reusable bags in the trunk of my car, and I don't think I've ever used them
I'm jealous. You know how people just specifically for groceries, they'll have, it's not like a dolly, it's not a real dolly, but they have different things that they use. It could fold up real easily, put it in their car. I'm like, why not get one of those? And then I'm like, I'm never going to get one of those.
Just keep a little laundry bag.
You should bring a wagon through Albertsons. Like instead of, like when guys go to the beach and they bring the wagon, it's got the cooler and the umbrella and the chairs and the kids' toys. You're just going through there with Triscuits and ham.
I want one of those. I want one of the Home Depot ones where they're putting all the... I want the flatbed basically.
Yeah, they have those at Costco in case you're going to get yourself a TV and a washer dryer. You can throw that on there as well. Let's try a quick phone call. Let's go out to Lancaster and Dave. Dave, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up?
Hey, fellas, it's your buddy Dave out here in Lancaster. I just wanted to piggyback on the whole Shohei Ohtani thing. So I'm a single dad. I have a son. He's 14. And we'll drive from Lancaster all the way down to Anaheim on the nights when Shohei is scheduled to pitch or we know that he's going to be in the lineup. I mean, like, this guy is incredible. And my son the first year that Shohei was, I think, playing was the COVID, 21. It was a pillow promotion giveaway. You should, this pillow, if you go on eBay right now, it's like $75. And my son's like, oh, I'm keeping this. This is, it's incredible to see this guy pitch, hit. Like you said, he's a unicorn. And the crowd, when he's up to bat, when he's coming up. The ushers, they have to double up because the people.
They close the concessions. They close the concessions.
The steel door down. Thank you for the call, Dave. You bring up a really good point. There are only a handful of guys that, hey, no, I'm going to wait to go get my beer. Blank is coming up. Otani is at the very top of that list. Trout's on the list. Mookie's on the list. Like there are some. There's probably 10 or 12 in baseball, but they're not many, and there's none that also, by the way, we're not getting beer this inning because Otani's on the mound. Like he's both of those things.
If I asked you this question, hey, I'm going to give you two tickets to go watch any athlete in all of sports right now. Yeah. It's Otani for me.
If
Otani's on the mound too, I mean, that's a completely different. If you say here's two tickets, you want to go see any NBA player, you want to go see Patrick Mahomes, any NFL player, I'm picking Otani. I mean, that's what he is right now in the face of sports.
He turns 29 in the middle of this season. Okay, so he's going to be, he's in smack in the middle of his prime right now, right? This is kind of prime time for a baseball player. He has this calm about him that is really special. Like, I'm trying to think of some other guys, and Derek Jeter's the first one that comes to mind. These guys that when absolutely the pressure is at its greatest and the moment is at its largest, that are just, I got this. Jeter had that for 20 years, right? And part of it was is that they were in the playoffs year after year after, and you just became accustomed, like, all right, Jeter's coming up. He might do something. This is what he does. And not that he came through every time, but he came through enough that you knew that he was comfortable in the moment. We'd never seen Otani in that moment until two nights ago against Mexico. We'd seen him do awesome things, but we'd never seen him. Okay, dude, your team's behind. You have to get a hit right now in an incredibly important game.
And we've never seen you in this situation.
I don't know what's going to happen. Alex Rodriguez is a good example. Barry Bonds, for the beginning of his career until late in his Giants career, was, Bonds is great, but he never gets a hit when it matters in the playoffs. A-Rod was like that. Same thing. Otani's like, okay, let's see what it is. Double off the wall or double into the gap. You're like, oh, that's pretty good. And then the next night, he goes into a role that he doesn't even know how to do it, really.
It's like a high school role. None of it makes sense.
That's perfect.
Like, what is this? Why is he going back and forth?
I'm just better than everybody else out here. Like, there should be another league that he gets called up to. Like, okay, the major leagues is not good enough. We need to go into the All-Star game where he's going to pitch against this team. The American team wasn't. And completely unflappable. And emotional when emotion was called for, leadership when leadership was called for, in the speech that you were talking about, that he's comfortable with every Japanese citizen and every Japanese player going, please fix this for us. And he does. And he wears it incredibly well. Not everybody does that. The talent is one thing, but his ability to carry the burden of that talent is like very few guys I've seen before. That Tiger Woods was like that. That not only am I better than you, but I have to make this 12-footer. It always went in. Michael Jordan was like that. Sure. Hey, I need a jumper right here, defended, double team. He's going to make it. Like, there are just not a lot of guys like that, and he seems to be one of those
you
guys.
You said something earlier, which is I think the just appreciate it because you don't know what we're watching. You don't know how long he could do what he's doing for. You don't know if we're going to see him in a meaningful game in Major League Baseball. Even if he decides, hey, I'm leaving the Angels, he could go to a team. There's no guarantee you're going to get to the playoffs. There's no guarantee that you're going to go win a World Series. It's just not a guarantee. Maybe it's just with the Angels that it's a guarantee. but I think appreciating it is the perfect way to put it. And the WBC, 2 weeks ago, I was like, all right, it's cool. This is going on. Yeah, maybe I'll catch a game here or there. And then this last week, it's like, wow, this was by far the most exciting thing that anything's going on in sports, and it wasn't even close.
It wasn't even close, and the best guy performed the best. That doesn't happen very often.
I'm surprised Nevin gave him the green light.
Look, he would have pitched nine. That game, let's say Trout pops one, and the game goes into extra innings, he's going back.
It's kind of funny. That's one of the few times where, and I know it got to a full count, but that's one of the few times where once Mookie grounded into the double play, I'm like, Trout ain't getting on.
I didn't think so either.
I just kind of felt like
entirely sure it's Trout, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trout, had he run into one, you wouldn't have been like, I can't believe that.
Right.
It would have been exciting, but it's Mike Trout.
But
that's what he does.
But that's kind of, that's part of what I'm referring to, the fact that Trout was at the plate, and I'm like, nah, I think Ohtani's got him. That's insane.
You said it earlier, too, the last thing before we do ask Travis. I think we're all rooting for our countries because it's fun to win thing. I don't think the entire American baseball populace was like, oh, I think it was like, that was awesome.
I agree with you.
That was
incredible.
I don't
think 50% of the households were watching the game like they probably were in Japan.
But also when he walked the first guy, was it a McNeil?
Jeff McNeil.
Yeah. I was like, could this happen? I was.
Were you worried?
I wasn't worried.
It was a great take by McNeil.
It sure was.
I wasn't worried that Ohtani would buckle under the pressure. I knew that he would stand up to it. But I wanted it to be a situation where we have the great American story of you get the home run, you walk off to the
that's un-American.
Fans, you know. I just wanted that to happen, but I didn't doubt that Ohtani would do it.
The only thing that could have turned it up a little bit would have been if there had been a runner in scoring position where you don't have to hit a home run to tie the game.
If Mookie just got McNeil to second and now Trout's on.
A base hit
like what Turner had in the eighth where it just like just popped over the second baseman.
Trey Turner had a pretty good run.
Let's promote this.
Five home runs in seven games. Decent.
If you want to ask Trav,
877-710-ESPN. Oh, how the tables have turned. All right, I'm going to ask you this one. Do you want the phone? You got two set up there, right, on the phone, right?
No.
Okay, we'll wait on the phone then. We'll wait on the phone. I just see it ringing right here. Okay.
It's just, yeah.
Let's do this then.
Okay.
We'll start off with, I'm going to start off, this one I think kind of falls into, everyone's curious about your world with pets.
Okay.
You have to pick a pet. Cap from Whittier says, we all know that you don't want a dog.
Yes.
But you have to have a pet. Cat, goldfish, or a bird. Or you can pick a different type. But you basically have been told, we're getting a pet. You got to pick one. What do you take?
If I had to have a pet, I would choose a dog.
Take the dog out. Dog's gone.
No, dog's not an option.
Yeah.
Snake.
Just get like not four
a,
cats.
I would not be the snake. So the idea of being like weird bird guy is oddly appealing. We went for a walk the other day. We were walking down in Dana Point Harbor. And this dude who looked like he'd just been let out of a loony bin is walking down. He has the biggest parrot I've ever seen in my life on his shoulder.
And you can teach him to say fun things.
Thing had to be like a foot and a half tall. Yeah. I've never seen a parrot that big. And I'm thinking, okay, he's obviously trolling for the attention. That's not really my thing.
You're getting a parrot. A
weird bird guy is kind of sort of interesting to me, but I think maybe cat, and here's why. I don't think you really have to take care of a cat. A cat's kind of on its own program.
Surprise you're going.
A cat, meow. Just other than taking that disgusting box that's in your house and having to clean that vile thing a few times. Taylor, how often do you have to clean the box?
Like once every couple days.
Okay. The cat's out. I changed my mind. Bird.
Back to the bird?
Bird. Give me the giant macaw.
Bird poop in your house.
I got one more for you, and then Emily's got a couple celebrity ones. Menowood on Twitter. You pitch a no-hitter as a member of the Angels.
Okay.
Or watch Slee hit a game-winning three as a crucial rotation player on the Clippers. How did I get traded to the Clippers?
Well, I want good things to happen to me, not to you. So,
what's in it for Travis?
I think the only thing he means there is you're a Dodger fan.
You're a Laker fan.
I'm a Laker fan.
I would love to throw a no-hitter on any team, whether it's the Angels or any other team. I got close twice in my life. Mm. I got very close in high school once. I got very close in college once. High school, I had one out to go.
Wow.
Blew it against John Muir High School in Pasadena. Guy just laced a double over the center fielder's head. I choked big time. And then pitching against Wake Forest at UNC in a tournament, I had a no-hitter into the eighth inning with one out. Infield hit up the left field line, just a swinging bunt. Nothing you can do about it. Next guy hit a home run. They took me out of the game. So that ended quickly.
By the way, I would not hit a crucial three-pointer. I'd miss the shot.
You're on the Clippers, you're hitting the side of the backboard.
That's what they do. What's our celebrity text over there?
I got two celebs. So we got one from Mr. George Sedano. George Sedano said, if you could own any kind of restaurant, fast food, casual dining, fine dining, etc., what would the restaurant be?
I would do fine dining. Like, there's a, I like a lot of those categories. Like, the, my first instinct
like
when
French
I heard the question, more like a
I would think
Fleming's
steakhouse.
Kind of thing, yeah, right? Like, French Laundry is that's another, like, that's like Michelin star kind of stuff, right?
Or you're hungry when you leave.
Yeah, right. Like, it's pretty and it's gorgeous, yeah, and it's artistic. My first instinct was like taco truck, just because that's my favorite food.
Yeah.
But I think like the whole aesthetic of really good martinis, really quality classic steakhouse dishes, like a strip, like a ribeye, like a fillet, like the bone-in tomahawk, and then you got the sides, the mashed and the creamy.
What do you think?
Spinach.
5 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah,
no lunch. Let's not mess around with lunch. Just do 5 p.m. to 10 p.m.
You know what? We're going
to
open up at 3:30. You can sit at the bar and get a steak after, you know, maybe a late lunch and couple of martinis with your guys before you go up to the ball game. Like that, I feel like I'd be a great maitre d'. I'd be good at checking in with you. I'd know that you'd like the Dodgers. I know that you like the Lakers. I'd know exactly whether you like a twist or an olive. Yeah. I'd be very, very good at that.
All right, I have one. I have another celebrity. So we got this one is from Steve Mason. So Steve Mason says, and obviously, if you aren't feeling comfortable with this answer, you can answer it off air to Steve himself. But he says, "What was the most effed up you've been at Isla Vista?"
Oh, that's an. This is a very long story. Do I tell the whole thing?
Yeah,
right
go,
now?
Go. Hammered.
So I got my first ever fake ID. Okay, it was a teammate of mine who was 2 years older than I was. Mm-hmm. I was 19.
So you were 12.
And he was 22. And I get an ID, and we looked enough alike that it worked, right? So we go to this place called Javon's, and we're drinking pitchers that night. And we'd had a few pitchers. And this was like the first weekend we were all back at school. I had bought some new clothes for school, and I had this new pair of shoes that were like brown. I don't remember what type they were, but they were nice and kind of little, not fancy, but nice, right? I was very happy to have this pair of shoes, so I wear them out tonight. We go to the Graduate in Isla Vista, which doesn't exist anymore, but at the time they had this thing called Countdown, which at 7 o'clock you would get, you know, one drink for $5. At 8 o'clock you'd get two drinks for $5. At 9 o'clock you'd get three drinks for and it would go all the way to midnight till they shut it down. We went to that. I come home, I leave. And for whatever reason, I was locked out of my apartment. I couldn't find my keys. I had no idea where I left them. So I just decided I'm going to sleep on the front porch of my apartment. Okay?
Great idea.
As one does.
It's September in Santa Barbara, so it's fine. But it's cold at night. Mm-hmm. So I get a little cold. I still can't find my keys. I have no idea what's going on. At this point, the shoes are gone. I have no idea where they are. Well, they've disappeared.
Now the pieces with Bobby are starting to make sense.
Wake up a little bit later, probably 10 minutes later. It felt like 6 hours later. And I'm like, I think I'm going to freeze to death. It's like 69 degrees, okay? But I feel like I'm going to freeze to death. And I'm like, aha, I know what to do. Keep in mind, I have a car, okay? But I'm going to go sleep in my roommate's car because I can see it.
Uh-huh.
Door's unlocked. I get into it. I get sick in the car. In his car. And I'm thinking, okay, this is bad. So the next morning, I go back into the house, and I say, hey, listen, Rich, I'm really sorry, but I explain to him what happened. He's like, oh, man, what the blip, 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 blip. He goes out, and he goes, dude, my car's fine.
You're in somebody else's
car. I'm like, what, no, I did. I was in the back seat. You didn't. He goes, no, the car's fine. I look down, right down here, the exact same car. I got in someone else's car and did that.
Oof.
That's the worst Isla Vista
maybe lock your cars, guys.
That I ever had in my life.
That's a great story.
And never found the shoes. Gone. No idea where they went.
Does this make a little more sense with
Bobby? No, I had them on. I think I got rolled by somebody. I think they took the new shoes. But that's the answer.
If Bobby doesn't know that story, I hope he knows it now. I hope he knows it
bad.
Now. All right, let's take one on the phone here real quick. Nick in Irvine. Ask Trav. What do you got, Nick?
Okay, first of all, that end of that baseball game yesterday, if you're going to have a 25-man roster, those two guys would be on it, Trout and Ohtani. It was one of the greatest showdowns in the history of baseball.
No doubt.
And Trout got his licks in, man. He got his pitches. Ohtani was not finessing that. Ohtani's like, I'm going after my boy, and boy did he. Mm. And that was awesome. It was one of the best baseball moments, and I was at the Gibson game.
And what's your ass, Trav?
Yeah, no, that's not my ass trap. My ass trap is this. Why don't you guys talk about sports more? No one cares about your keys or your shoes or when you got drunk.
I disagree, Nick. I think that everybody does. And most importantly, I do. And my name's on the show, so we're going to talk about the things that I want to talk about.
Well,
so
that was an ass trap.
There's
that was
your answer.
That was technically
no, he's
an ass trap.
I'm giving him the answer. I hear you, Nick. but until they take my name off this show, we're going to talk about the things that I want to talk about. So there's your answer.
All right, so there is there's a number that we're just going to sprinkle
in. Which, by the way, they might do sooner than later.
there's a lot of good ones. We just kind of sprinkle in as the show goes. So
make them just about keys and shoes.
Good work on
just
the...
Just give Nick a little pride. That's Travis. It's good. Do you still get to read Harris, or do I get to do it today?
All right, Harris Resort SoCal. Proud partner of Ask Lee. Find your funner state of mind with a visit to Harris Resort SoCal. Voted best resort in Funner, California. From dining to unwinding, you'll find fun around every corner. Learn more at harrissocal.com. That's harrissocal.com. Lakers got a big one tonight. Yeah, just 10 games left. Just sitting in 11th spot right now. Tied for 11th with
and
the Pelicans.
OKC can't lose.
I know.
They're winning every single night. We'll do that next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.